قصیدہ بھی اشعار و عارف باللہ حضرت والا حکیم محمد اخضر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. The title, سکون دل, tranquility, peace of the heart.
اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دبا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں. کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر. بدو حکم خدا سائے صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا, بدو حکم خدا سائے صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. اگر پترول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, اگر پترول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا. بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل. گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا, گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. بچو گندے عمل سے مردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچو گندے عمل سے مردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا میں تک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر میں تک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد فرینڈز دیز آر دا اشعار آف اے گریٹ آردنٹ لور آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اے پرسنالٹی ہو ہیز اسپینٹ ہز انٹائر لائف فرام یوتھ ٹل دا اینڈ in this quest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and working in the field of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spreading this message throughout the world. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi has entitled this poem, Sukoon-e-Dil, that contentment of heart, peace of mind. And this is something that each and every person in the world is looking for. Stress, as we know, is today is the biggest killer. Not diabetes, not cancer, not angina, not the heart problem. The biggest killer, as you know, is stress. And stress is when a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gets involved in every other pursuit. So Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi has entitled this Sukoon-e-Dil. And every poem of Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi is a bayan of its own. Every line, every stanza is a bayan of its own. Encyclopedias can be written upon just every line of every poem. Because Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi said, that shayari hum ko madde nazar nahi. The poetry is not the object. Waridat-e qalb likha karte hain. That the inspirations and inclinations which come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes middle of the night, this we pen down, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is actually the cure for our sicknesses. And Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi was a specialist in every field. He was a specialist in the field of safeguarding of the glances. in the field of the fitnas and trials which humanity is facing today. So in the first stanza, Hazrat Allah says that agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs e sarkash ko dawa paata. That if it wasn't that I got the medicine of the heart from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it wouldn't have been possible for me to control my nafs. We know that nafs is ammara bi su. If not amir, it will always, ammara, the superlative, that it will always incline a person towards wrong. To try and take us, that nafs will always desire things that will take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says that if it wasn't for the company and companionship of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is very, very difficult. You cannot get your medication there. Very difficult, practically impossible that you will get this nafs under control. That Ibrahim, Yusuf ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam, a ulul azm nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I do not trust this nafs. It is ammara bisu. Who a nabi, a messenger, a rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next line, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, خُدَا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے ایسا نہیں سنا جاتا. That in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in wealth and in the glitter of this world, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to address himself every night while making his dhikr, adhkar and muraqabat and ibadat, then he used to say that, oh, the comforts and luxuries of this world, go away from me. Do not try to deceive me. That I have given you 3 talaq, like how a husband will separate from his wife by giving talaq, like that I have divorced you. I've got absolutely no connection with you. Go and try and deceive somebody else. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying is the same thing here in this couplet, that in the pleasures of this world, in wealth and in pomp and in position, and in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is only suicide. And as we learn here always in the majlis, that suicide is mostly found in affluent communities. You won't find it in the poor of the squatter camp. You won't find it in the downtrodden. You'll find it in those people who feel that I've got achieved everything. And then when there's nothing left in life, then the end result is that. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, kabhi Allah walo se nahi aisa suna jata. It has never occurred. We have never heard that an Allah wala, a person linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had committed suicide. He went into depression and he lost hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he took his life. This is never ever found in the Allah wala, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi further says, sukoon e dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par bidun hukm e khuda saansda fir kaise pa jata. That this comfort of the heart, this peace of mind, this comes upon the heart of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we learn here always from Hazrat Allah Damat Barakatuh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned 3 things profusely in Quran series. One of them is taqwa. Many a time this taqwa is mentioned twice, two times in one ayat. In the khutbah of nikah, in all 4 ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions taqwa. When advice was given to Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala and my Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said, inculcate taqwa. It will be that aspect that will beautify all your actions. It will bring life into our actions. It will bring a connection between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this will come into the heart, then this contentment of heart, that sukoon ajil which Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is speaking is about, that will descend from the heaven upon a person, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah, that take heed, open your ears, listen attentively, that the contentment of heart is only in the remembrance and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, agar petrol ke maanind hota ye sukoon ajil, that if this contentment of heart and peace of mind, if it was something like petrol that could have been taken out of the earth by drilling and by boring, then every non-Muslim would have also found it. Why is it that we find that they are restless and they have no end to their problems? They have no closure to their issues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. That is, as Allah Damat Barakatum teaches us, that there are few things that we should take out at least a little time daily to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as insan. If Allah wanted, He could have created us as some other creation. made as a dog, a pig, a snake, a scorpion, a rat, something, that people saw it and said, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. But in His infinite mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose and decided to make us insan. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. That Allah gave us birth in a Muslim home, thereby saving us from the darkness of kufr, of shirk, of going astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked us to the ulama-i haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked us to a laqani shaykh. These are all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. That Allah blessed us with iman. This is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah had chosen that we would get how many of Allah save us, and it is that Allah did save us, give us birth in Muslim home. If we were born in a non-Muslim home, how many of us would have really looked for the truth? And even as we are, and myself right now, even as I am I really seeking out what is right and what is wrong? Who am I following? Where am I heading? What is the purpose of my life? And that is why we are here tonight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding, open up our hearts, and make us realize the purpose of why we are in this world, and give us tawfiq of making preparation for akhirah. Further, Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, buto ke ishq se dunya mein har aashiq hua pagal. That in the pursuit of different objectives, whether it was a woman, whether it was position, whether it was pomp, glory, whether it was wealth, book, and idol, in the pursuit of different idols, people lost their mind. They became mad. And if it wasn't so, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi very beautifully is posing a question, saying if it wasn't like that, then why are they called pagal? Why are they called insane? We say this person is madly in love with that person. Or this person is, you know, he's in his own world. This person in his quest for position, look, his day has become night, his night has become day. He hasn't got time for family or anything. We say this person has gone mad. He's in his own field. So if it wasn't so that in the pursuit of different things, people went, then why is it that we say that such a person is mad, he's in his own world? Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi wa says, بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برسا تھا. That stay away from this very very bad action which has become a strife and a pandemic and epidemic of proportions which we cannot even quantify throughout the world, where governments are now trying to legalize this aspect. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi then already told us that stay away from young lads, unbearded boys, because if this action was something good, then why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it rain down stones? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down such a punishment? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to lift that earth to the skies and turn it upside down? Because this is an upside down action. Hazrat Mullah Musa Asri Sahib, Dhamat Barakatum, said very very beautifully in the week he was speaking, he said, Mustaf, that when you go and buy a pair of shoes, you don't buy two right shoes, or you don't buy two left shoes. Buy one right and one left. This alone should make a person understand. So if this is a good action, then why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it rain down stones? Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, نَيَا مُمْكِنْ تَا اُنْكِ رَاہ مِنْ مِرَا قَدَمْ رَكْنَا. It was never ever possible that I would have come into this field of trying to seek out who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, of trying to build a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of trying to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever it is, in the sunrise, in the sunset, in the birth of a child, in the flowing of the river, in the coming of the season, in my functioning, in my own body, in my sight, in my vision, in my taste, in my touch, in everything. It was never ever possible that I would have put my foot into this field to try and find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agar jazbe karam ki dil ki nahi koi sada paata. If it wasn't for the magnetic attraction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it wasn't that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made jazb and pulled me towards Him, if it wasn't that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up my heart, then it was impossible that I would have come into this field. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran Sharif, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنْ اللَّهِ. Whatever goodness comes to you is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot attribute anything towards ourselves. And that also Hazrat Allah teaches us that daily, take out some time and make muraqabah and address yourself taking your own name. That Ali, from all the believers of this world, male and female, big and small, east and west, white and black, you are the worst and the lowest of them all. And according to Ma'al, according to coming time, the time of death, you are even worse than the dog, worse than the swine, worse than the kafir. We don't know if you're going to leave with iman from this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all with iman, make us from among the successful ones. So if it wasn't from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not decide that I should put my foot in this field and hold onto a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it wasn't from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for me it would have been something totally impossible. And in the last couplet, Hazrat Allah Rasulullah Ali says, as he says the punchline, Hazrat says, "Main thak jata hu, I become tired, apni daastan e dard se akhtar." Taking his name, Hazrat Allah Rasulullah Ali says that, "Oh akhtar, I become tired, going place to place, telling to the client, speaking of this all the time, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I become tired. Magar kya karu, magar main kya karu, chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. What can I do? This love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a thing which is driving me from place to place that I cannot keep quiet." And we see this in all our akabirin. We see this in our elders. As the Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in his old age, in a wheelchair, traveled the world not to go and see places, not to go and visit different sites, and the seven wonders, the so-called seven wonders of the world, went around spreading the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see all our akabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those. That is why we have come here, to take this message that it can come into our heart, into our heart. Main aaya nahi hu, laya gaya hu, I haven't come on my own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up my heart and give me the realization of my object of coming here and give me tawfiq to prepare for akhirah. Wa akhir da'wana.
For the beautiful explanation. We now come to the main program. We will request our beloved Sheikh and Ustad, Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, to address us.